Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
She once roamed the Great Smoky Mountains between North Carolina and Tennessee with skin made of stone and an obsidian knife for a finger and a taste for children's livers. By special request, this is The Legend of Spearfinger. I'm Alan Brill, and this is a brilliant tidbit, a little nugget from the mind of Brill, a treat, a tasty little snack to tide you over between main episodes. But warning, it gets dark in here. The people of the Cherokee Nation have a legend about a shape-shifting monster with stone skin and a long obsidian blade for a finger on her right hand. She can take many forms, but in her natural state, she looks like an old hag with a bloody maw for a mouth. She roamed the territory between North Carolina and Tennessee, consuming the livers of children in order to try and curb her insatiable appetite. This predatory nightmare relied on deception to claim her victims, often appearing as a harmless old lady or even a grandmother of the victim in order to lure children to her cave and their doom. Although she could appear as anything, even another child, family member, or animal. Once she had successfully tricked the child into following her back to her lair, she would lay down with them, brush their hair until they fell asleep in her lap, and then, using her knife finger, she'd go in through the back of the neck or the heart and remove and consume the liver. The blade was so sharp the children would feel no pain, and so clean was the puncture, it would leave almost no wound. The unfortunate victim would sometimes linger for days before dying. Now, she has been known to kill the child right there and then, and using her shape-shifting abilities, take on the form of the child and return to the village and blend in with her family. And late at night, while the family slept, she would go about her grisly work, feasting on their livers. When the monster can look like anyone, who can you trust? Just the paranoia that this creature invokes is massive. And, oh my gosh, it's terrifying. She'd take the shape of the child and go back, insinuate herself into their family. And you know, that time comes. He goes in her bed, sleep. And then she rises from her bed to massacre the rest of the family. That's pretty insidious. Now, her stone skin, it made her impenetrable, so she was impervious to knives and arrows or whatever conventional weapons they were using. But Spearfinger did have a weakness. See, her heart was actually embedded in the palm of her right hand, so it was exposed when her hand was open. And there were signs that she was nearby, like the ground rumbled beneath her feet like thunder, and it echoed through the hills. And on her approach, birds would scatter from the trees, which I assumed they would do for most predators. Still, that's a sign she was around. And there would be eerie noises, mysterious screeches that could be heard in the woods around them. And some say she can still be heard there today. This is just a nearly perfect predator, a nightmare. And she stalked the most vulnerable among them and terrorized the Cherokee people for years. But, you know, enough is enough. And the Cherokee people devised a plan to rid themselves of her horror for good. They dug a deep pit. They covered it with branches and leaves and other detritus from the forest, camouflaging it. And when they saw a strange old lady coming down the trail, the Braves, they fired their arrows at her. Enraged, she took her true form and ran to engage them to tear them apart. And just blinded by her anger, she didn't notice the trap, and she fell into the hole where they just let loose with this tremendous volley of arrows, but to no effect. She's got steel skin. Then a titmouse, which is a bird, by the way, people. Yeah. A titmouse, it came and it told the warriors to aim for her heart. And not knowing that her heart was in the palm of her hand, they fired at her chest with the arrows, and the arrows just bounced harmlessly off. And so then the warriors cut the titmouse and cut out its tongue. And from then on, the titmouse was known to the Cherokee as a liar. But is that fair, really? They didn't lie to him. You know, told him to aim for the heart. It's not the titmouse's fault they didn't know where the heart was. It's not a liar. Maybe a miscommunicator. I think it got a bad rap on this one. But eventually, a chickadee landed on her hand, on her right hand, the one that had her heart in it. And the warriors saw the chickadee, then they saw her heart, shot the heart, killed Spearfinger. And for this, the chickadee earned a reputation as a truth teller. And if the wee bird perches near one's home while they're away, they can expect a safe return now. So, yep, they did away with old Spearfinger. And so goes the tale of Spearfinger. It's truly a gruesome monster. I mean, everything about her is terrible. Skewering children with her spear-like finger and munching on their fresh livers is just a terrible thought. But add to that the paranoia that her mere existence creates. Knowing that she could be out there and she could be someone among you, someone you love dearly. It could actually be a monster plotting your demise. That's a fear-inducing thought. And also, I feel like I need to pause here for a PSA. According to my Mozilla Firefox search, eating a raw human liver is not recommended due to food safety concerns. The liver is an organ responsible for filtering toxins, and consuming it raw, and it could pose health risks. So don't eat human rivers law. I'm not sure who out there needs to hear that, but I feel like some of my listeners might. And also on a side note, my search history probably has me on a list or two. Of course, this is just, it's widely believed just to be a cautionary tale. Just, you know, a boogeyman told the Cherokee children, keep them from wandering off, and also to be wary of strangers, which, you know, absolutely makes sense, and I'm sure it's 100% correct, but, you know, they say that about every folktale and legend, and, you know, it really harshes my buzz. That these stories, the stories of Spearfinger, they also served as a reminder to everyone of the dangers of the mountains and the importance of unity and caution. And to quote the website Old World Gods, the stories gave voice to courage of those who defied her, celebrating their triumphs and inspiring future generations to remain resilient. Now on these tidbit episodes, I don't go very deep on subjects. These are just a tasty snack to tide you over between the main episodes. And so this is just a nutshell coverage of Spearfinger. When I'm covering the folk tales of other cultures, and especially those of our indigenous people, I'm always just a little trepidatious. I want to make sure that I do it justice and that I remain respectful and sensitive. And, you know, in this case, to the great people of the Cherokee Nation, this is their tale, and I'm passing it along. And I hope I got it right, and hope I did it justice. Here's to you, Spearfinger, a truly terrifying creature who will be awaiting us in our nightmares and making the night a little darker and a hell of a lot scarier. Hey, gang, Another thing about this episode is I don't have any literature on Spearfinger. So, and I usually don't like doing this, but all the information I pulled offline, I got it from warsandhistory.com. I got it from thesmokies.com and oldworldgods.com. Those are the three main sources I used. I looked at quite a few sites and kind of consolidated everything together, cobbled it together as best I could. And those are my resources for this week's show. And I hope you enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun researching her. She is pretty terrifying after you think about it. And yeah, that's it for this week. I'll catch you next week on the main show. And so be safe out there and be careful, because it can get dark out there.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.